Victor Ezeakudu. Please, let's put our hands together for the Lord. Let's jam those hands together for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated, please? You know, I'm not used to this elaborate introduction. I just want to do my thing my way and go my way. But God is good. He says something. He says, all that you are giving unto us, we have not lost any. We have kept everybody. When I was leaving, Sister Florence Marie was not teaching Sunday school. And to see her doing such a wonderful job is very encouraging. As we said, we bring you greetings. Nkiru joined us from Stanford, from Philly this morning. He knew we were coming to Stanford. He said, Daddy, I'm coming to Stanford with you. She was the oldest in the church when we started. When the church started, Dami was about, Sister Tony was like this. So Dami was to be born. So Dami is the face of Stanford. But having said that though, I want to thank God because we are pressing on to the mark of the high calling in Jesus Christ. What will it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his life? There are distractions to the left and to the right. There is politics in the church. But I want you to know, the day you get swept by this tide of everything going on around you and you lose eternity, it's not worth it. We preach holiness and we preach righteousness. Bible says, without which no man can see God. If I labored this much and I did not see God, of all men, I am most miserable. But that would not be my portion in Jesus' name. You know, the church has gone through multiple transitions for which we were aware and we see from afar. But I thank God because the church is pressing on. The word of God says that the gate of hell shall not prevail. Man of God, thank you. Mommy Pastor, thank you. The elders, and particularly my father. Can you stand up, sir? This is a man that will look at me and say, Pastor, you are wrong. And I will say, yes, sir. He's the one that was like a watchdog over me. If in your life you don't have somebody that will look at you and say, you're wrong, then you're finished. Sincerely. Sometimes it's your wife, sometimes it's your husband. But for me in the church, it was him. He said, Pastor, I don't agree with you. And once he says that, because I want to age, because I want to have grandchildren, because I want to be like him, I'll say, yes, sir. Daddy, for all the many supports to me, to Pastor Toby, and to this young man, the Almighty God will reward you, reward your wife, and reward the generations to come. You will not labor over us in vain. Your labor of love, Jehovah will reward in Jesus' name. To all my ministers, I say thank you. I walked into this sanctuary, we are complete. And I went to the children's class, I looked at the children, I said, thanks be to God. There is hope for us. I was praying about what to share this morning. And the Lord said we should talk about the seed of the righteous. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we are in Stanford. We are in Restoration Arena. We are in your presence. We have come to you. We have come unto you. Because unto you shall all flesh come. We are grateful for the ages past, for the years gone by. We thank you for this year and many years of fellowship with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of the living God, not by power, not by might, but by you. For by strength shall no man prevail. Therefore, Almighty God, speak to us. Reject and refuse every understanding of flesh, every impute of human being. But Spirit of the living God, as our faces are different, So have you come this morning to minister unto each of us individually and severally, that your word might take root and take hold and advance us and bring us to a point where we acknowledge you continually, that only you are worthy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Spirit of God, Spirit of God, Spirit of Jehovah, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, take over, take over, in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. I walk in this morning, I went to the children's church because I saw a different generation. Of the generation that was with me, I see Grace and Femi. Who? Where's Daniel? Oh, he just came in. Was he here before? Very good. That was the generation of the children, the one that were wearing diaper when I was here. See them all now. And then, but we have to raise the next generation, and we will by the grace of God. The seed of the righteous. The Bible says that Abraham was great. Isaac was greater, plus E and R. And Jacob was exceedingly, but he was still great. Abraham was great. Jacob was, no, Isaac was great plus ER, emergency room. And Jacob was exceedingly great. If you look at generation that preceded, Joseph and co. David, Solomon, there was no one that was assigned greatest. After exceedingly great, what are you going to say? I was expecting the scripture to say that person was greatest. But Jesus Christ said concerning the John the Baptist, he said, of all that were born of women, there was no one as great as him. So Jesus Christ said concerning John the Baptist that he was the greatest of all that were born of men. And then John the Baptist said, the person that cometh to me to baptize, the lace of his shoe I cannot tie. If you be of all men, of all that were born of women, the greatest of them all, and I'm saying to you that I cannot tie your shoe, what does that tell you? I have limited time. Let me just say one more thing. That means that every generation that preceded of you must be greater than you. If you produce a generation that you are greater than, it's not bad though, but you are not fulfilled the scripture. If you produce a generation that you are greater than, it's not a bad thing, but the scripture has not been fulfilled in your life and your families. My son, of course, most of you know, he plays basketball in the University of Pittsburgh. I went, I got him TSA pass. I said, Onyi, take this. When your team is going to anywhere, say, tell me, Papa, and a doctor, I have TSA. Pass this way. He said, Dad, you don't understand. I said, no, this is TSA. Express pass. He said, Daddy, you still don't understand what I'm saying. I said, listen to me, my son. When all the Tarakawas are lined up on one side, you stay on this side. To let them know that you're special. He said, Dad, you don't understand. When we go for games, we don't go through the security pass. The bus takes us from the school bus stop to the foot of the train, of the plane. We enter, we go, they come take us from there. We don't see security. Ah. And I said to him, I said, you're greater. I have flown first class. I've flown middle class. But you still have to go through TSA. Nobody has carried me to the foot of the train before. That's what we're saying. And I took a cross section across the children that grew up under my care by the grace of God in this place. Those of you that were with me, think about each of them. The Kpopolas, I can tell you inclusive. But I don't like these children. My children. Your children. And I said, indeed of a truth, the seed of the righteous shall be blessed in the land. When I was looking through the scripture, it was only the human child that is called a seed. It was only a child born of a woman that is called a seed. In the scripture, the sons of Zebedee went to Jesus Christ. They said, Oga, he said, yeah, welcome. How are you today? He said, we are fine. He said, can we ask you of one request? He said, what is it? He said, please, when we get to your kingdom, I want to be on your right. Make this my annoying younger brother. Let him be on your left. Jesus Christ said, you have asked me of an impossible thing, no. It's not of me to do, but my Father who is in heaven. He said, okay. They went home. They told their mother. They said, Mom, this is what we want from this man that we are following. We do not want to serve him in vain. There has to be an evidence of the gospel as we follow this man. We left your house to follow him. Go talk to him. The mother said, okay, I will go. Then the mother got up and went to Jesus Christ. It's in the scripture. Bible says, she sought an audience with Christ. Christ said, what do you want me to do for you? The mother said, Oga, I want to ask you something. No, you say I don't have English. Joker, I said, what do you want me to do for you? He said, please, in your kingdom, if you will allow this boy to sit on your right, this one to sit on your left. Other disciples said, what is wrong with this woman? We are 12, and you're talking for your two children. What of the rest of us? I summarize in one word. If you, a mother, cannot pray for your children are dead. The power of a praying mother, you cannot equate it with anything. Did it happen? Yes, it happened. Had they got there, it did not matter. But God answered the prayer of their mother. If you brought forth a child and you cannot pray for that child, you will be greater than your child. We left here many years ago and we prayed. It was with pain. I left this sanctuary to go. With a pain in my heart, I fasted till I started taking medication. But I had to go. I had brethren here. I had everything going for me. But this God had to move me around in his own way. And I would say, Lord, when we get there, give us something that is different from the brethren that we are living here. The Lord did not give us a church as solid as this one. But the next generation received the impact. If you produce a generation that you are greater than, I did not say it's bad though, but the scripture is not fulfilled. If you're a mother and you push forth a child and you cannot pray for that child, you'll be greater than that child. It's an assignment for mothers. I did not say fathers. Because it was the mother of the sons of Zebedee that went to Jesus Christ. The generation, the seed of the righteous. Psalm 112. Let's go to the scripture, please. Psalm 112, we're going to read from verses 1 to 5. Psalm 112, verses 1 to 5. With emphasis on verse 2. Is everybody there? Amen. Psalm 112. He said, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandments. Verse 2. His seed. Let's go back to verse 1. He said, praise ye the Lord. Okay. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord and delighted greatly in his commandments. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord and delighted greatly in his commandment. This is what I tell my brethren in the church. There's something I call concept of monkey see, monkey do. Monkey see, monkey do. Your children will not do what you said. They will do what you did. When a teacher, a student comes home, and those of us that school did algebra in Nigeria, and you are explaining to him quadratic equation, the boy will say, "Mommy, that's not what my teacher said. My teacher said you have to help 2 times square is going to be this and that. That's not what my teacher said. That's not what my teacher explained." You say, "Okay, explain it to me how your teacher explained it. Maybe I could help you." If you flip the coin and you go to school and the teacher is saying nonsense, kid will say, "Miss Harrison, that's not what my mommy told me. My mommy said that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. The way you are explaining it is not equal to what my mommy said. It's not what my daddy." So for every child, there are two pathways. What my mommy said and what my teacher said. And two of them don't cross at all. He said, "It's a man that feareth the Lord and walketh in the commandment of God." Hey, everybody, come down, let's pray. Hey, everybody, pray before you eat. To you, these are traditions of men, but that's not true. You are aligning them with destiny of tomorrow, so that after 18 years, you kick them out of the house. They will go to wherever they are going to. They will stand firm. He said, "A man that feareth the Lord and moves around in the commandment of God. Train up a child in the way he should go. After he has said bye-bye to you." When we took Nkiru to school, it was time for us to return back to our country because it's not the most part of the world. You can't drive it. Then Nkiru turned around and said, "Mom, bye-bye." And she just walked into her hostel. And the person that was with me was crying nonstop. And I said, "You have spent 18 years training this child. If this next cry will change anything, I don't know. Go home and rejoice in the 18 years she has spent with you. Whatever you are not imputed in her in 18 years, you are wasting your time now. Let's go." She cried from Philly to the time we got home. But why are we saying that? One thing is this. He said, "You fear of God and the commandment of God. They are looking at you. They are copycats. They are sucking in one day after the other. And after a while, it becomes a part of their system." Verse 2 is where the key is. Verse 2 says, "His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed." If your generation is not blessed, you are not upright. It's the word of God. I'm not making it up. That's it. "The generation of the upright seek to be upright." Abraham was great. When it was Isaac turn, they added the emergency room to it. ER, greater. When it was Jacob turn, there was no ER. They will not use greatest because Christ was coming. He could have been greatest. Who would have been greatest? Jesus Christ is of the same lineage. He could not have been greater. He could have been the greatest. They reserved greatest for Jesus Christ. But there was no adjective to it. That means as you multiply, as Johnson begets Thomas, and Thomas begat Timothy, and Timothy begat Benson, all these, each of them must be greater than the other. Every next generation must be greater than the previous. But it must start from you. The wedding we attended yesterday, I looked at the wedding and I said, "God," I told her, "I said, we have to start saving money." The father of the bride was an is a hedge fund manager. Hedge fund. The African couple that came, they had no say. Money good though. God punish poverty. God punish poverty for real. But grace, it causes a man to excel. Grace will open up doors. Grace will limit limitations. Grace will restrict the enemy. Grace will take you to a place you've never been to before. The first time we went to watch ACC game in college sports, we entered. I was treading cautiously. I said, where are we? They said, Daddy, that is the place for you. I looked at the ticket. They took us through the back door, through the elevator. Ah, I said, wow. No, I mean, there's something that will wire you in life. I'm not easily surprised. But the first time I went to Pittsburgh for a game, and I saw the way they treated us, I said, I'm an African. I did not go to college in this country. I was clueless about most of them that they were talking about. But the honor and respect was there. Why? Grace. There is no way you can excel with grace in the absence of God, as we were talking about this morning in Sunday school. No way. He said, his seed shall be mighty upon the earth, and the generation of the upright shall be blessed. Amen. Psalm 37:26. Long run through. Psalm 37:26. Amen. He said, he is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed. He is ever merciful and lendeth. That means that the righteous has to lend. The righteous has to lend. And his seed, your seed, our seed, my seed is blessed. Amen. Psalm 102:28. Have to abridge the message quick. Psalm 102:28. Amen. He said, the children of thy servant shall continue, and their seed shall be established before who? Your seed shall be established before you. Say to yourself, I'm going nowhere soon. I cannot invest for another to reap. I cannot labor this much. Is it not somebody who gave your daughter for wedding yesterday? And I saw the man. One crazy looking man, but he's still a hedge fund manager. He said, thy seed shall be established before you. And that is a prayer point. God, as I'm sending these children to school, they have to exceedingly succeed and be established so I can keep them up in marriage. So I can be there and say, are you the father of the boy? I say, Namio. So then thy seed shall be established. The seed of who? The upright. Amen. Amen. We'll take a few more things and we'll pray. And say, your seed will be many. Job chapter 5:25. Job 5:25. Amen. Can you project it for me, please? Job 5:25. He said, thou shalt know also that thy seed shall be great, and thy offspring as the grass of the earth. We are talking about the seed of the righteous. Psalm 1 says, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, nor seat of the sinners, or talk with the scornful, but his delight is in the laws of Jehovah. Therein does he meditate day and night, so that he can be like a tree planted by the river, rivers, rivers of water that bringeth forth, bring bringeth forth his fruit in due season. Amen. The Lord is good. Psalm 127 verse 4. Psalm 127 verse 4. See, talking about the seed of the righteous. They are effective and efficient, as arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of a righteous man. They are sharp, they are efficient, they are quick, and they understand. Our team was, remember, first year was understanding this, understanding the times. They are like sons of Issachar. They understand the time. Sometimes my work computer will just be giving me headache. I said, Unkiru, say, yeah, dad, come and fix this computer for me. And whatever the computer is in, I don't care, but go ahead and fix it for me. Because they have a better understanding of the season and the time. The seed of the righteous. The seed of the righteous. I wind up. Amen. Psalm 20 verse 7. Till they walk with integrity. Amen. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. As you walk them out to go to college, this is their story. The bed, the Bible says, let no man trouble me, because in me I bear the mark of Christ. They are not leaving home to run away from home for freedom, that at least we are free to get away from home. As we send them forth, she's my witness there. It's a commission to go there and continue what we have taught you. Everybody we sent to school, we took them by hand. We went to the redeemed pastor, said, take for continuation of that which they have started with us. So we have invested 18 years. We invest 4 years plus in their life, built on what we have built. We are raising a generation that will be greater. I told my son, I said, I'm ministering in the church. He will minister in the stadium. He said, amen. Yeah. He may not have access to stand on the pulpit to minister, but he can minister in the gym where he plays. I said, for every time you have opportunity to talk to the press, give glory to God. While he was with us, there was no week that he was not on TV. And I came and I said, every time you get on TV, say, how did you do it? That boy can wreck your team single-handedly. Say, just first give glory to God before you say anything. Some trust in because I'm tall. Some trust in I get muscle. But remember, by strength shall no man prevail. Delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I'm rounding up in a minute now. Proverbs 11. And that will be our last verse as we round up. Proverbs 11, 21. Amen. But the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. He said, though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not go unpunished. I would say, but the seed of the righteous, consistently, the seed of the righteous, the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. If you've done your homework right for 18 years, if you have done your homework right, if your family altar remains consistently aflamed, if the fire on your altar does not go off, if you stay firm to the counsel of God, if you prayerfully, continually commit these children to God, the Bible says, though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not, but your seed, but your seed, but yours shall be delivered. The deliverance will not come from you. But God expects you to light the altar aright. One, let there be peace at home. Two, if your home is Michael Jackson, Muhammad Ali, and Mike Tyson, the children will desire to run away from you and run far. If your life does not portray the God you preach, you don't have an inheritance in this home. First, go home and work on your home and work on your marriage. It is like the man of you this afternoon as I round up. It does not have to be a broken home. A broken marriage is a mess. If you cannot give children platform to grow, you raise a broken generation. For your seed to be the seed of the righteous, there has to be a platform for these children to thrive. Buying them shoe and knicker and ball and this and say, will not cut it. Even if the child is in high school, also has cell phone, but has the grace of God, cell phone will come. Scholarship will locate him. I pray for you this morning as you round up. For those of us that are married, work on your home. Because of the concept of monkey see, monkey do. Let's rise to pray. Let's bow our heads in prayer. What kind of seed are you raising? Or are you planning on raising? Talk to God. Concerning your seed. Every child is a seed in your hand. To some he gave 5. To some he gave 3. To one person he gave 1. I'm going to say, now only one picking you give me. No! The seed that the Jehovah has given unto you, what have you done with it? My time is up. Go ahead and talk to God concerning your seeds. And if you're a mother, put your hand on your belly and begin to talk to you. Talk about your children. If you're a mother, put your hand on your belly. That the mother of sons of Zebedee, begin to talk to God about your children. And if your children are on their way, put your hand on your belly and begin to minister to them wherever they are. Talk to them, they hear you. Talk to their maker. The mother of sons of Zebedee did not go to his children. He went to their maker. He went to Jesus Christ. He went to the author and finisher of their salvation. He went to their owner. He began to talk to them. He said, my owner. Jesus Christ said, yes, ma. How that I wish that in your kingdom, you make 2 of my children to be with you. They must not depart from your presence. That means that for them to get there, they must excel here on earth. They must excel exceedingly. They must be the best that the Lord can produce. So they can be in the presence of God in the last day. Talk to God concerning your children. He said, my children, by name, you must be greater than me, irrespective of where you are, irrespective of what you are doing now. If I had an MD degree, you must have an MD and PhD. You must have an MD PhD. If I had just a PhD, then you must double your PhD plus this. If I have a first degree, you must get the third degree. Talk to God. Talk to him. Concerning these children, they must excel. Ah, yes, akamalura ba marika gagada bas. Le prakata likogos. Maleka to yotomo no de seka. Le brahma inka leges. Le prakata likogogodia. Ne makasuke lekeke legede. Riba makato totolia. Le mbrakata ligogolia madanka. Ne pakosoko kolegede. La prakata ligogogolia grama igeremos. Na brakata ligegegegegegeribobosanda ne kaposoko. My child, hear ye the word of God. I brought you forth out of this belly. You must be greater than me. Every child that came out of my loin, you must be greater than me in Jesus' name. Upon this land, in the presence of God, I prophesy to you, my child, my son, my daughter, you must be greater than me. All things must work together. Jehovah must make a way.
But I must make it possible for you to excel exceedingly, so that you be a step ahead of me in the name of Jesus Christ. Masoke lakali brababadakata yigo godeski na bakatia rabama in katos. Oh Lord, my child, you must be greater than me. Yes, 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 yes. You must be greater than me in the name of Jesus Christ. You must be greater than me in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Before I hand over the microphone, how to pray for yourself too? You cannot raise somebody greater than yourself. Hey, well, hold on. If your life is laden with trouble and you're praying for children to be greater than you, that means, you remember what happened to Elijah and Elisha? He asked for double portion. If you had a double portion of your problem and your children, you kill them all. And so if your life, if your home is not at peace, if your life is reckless, if you have not had an encounter with Jesus Christ, if you don't even understand what we are saying now, in the next few minutes, spend time. Say, Lord, work on my marriage. Lord, work on my home. Make me an example to these children. Jesus Christ said, what I see my father do, the same I do. If your daughter does what you do, how is it going to be? If your son does what you do, how is it going to be? Take time this afternoon. If you're not born again, come to Christ. If you're not born again, it's time to let it go to Christ. If you don't even understand what we are saying, it's still a life of crisis. Let's go ahead and pray for us. Go ahead and talk to God concerning your life. Say, Lord, rescue me. Lord, rescue me. Lord, rescue me. Lord, rescue me. Lord, rescue my generation. Make my generation the generation of the righteous. Make my generation the generation of the righteous. That is the only way I can have a seed that fears the Lord.